One evening, I'm sat in the sauna with my mate and we're just having a chat. And I tell him I started a podcast and I gained over 40,000 monthly listeners on YouTube and secured dream guests like Bertie Gregory, who has millions of followers on Instagram, within the first few weeks and months of starting the show. He was speechless. He tells me I have all these ideas and I've done all these plans in my notepad, but they never leave the page. And he gets up and leaves the sauna and says, I've given him a lot to think about. But the problem is, I know he's going to be thinking and not taking any action whatsoever. This, my friend, is a deferrer. Deferrers dream big. They come up with all these crazy ideas that they're going to do. They come up with these five-year plans, and the plans do not leave the Apple Notes page. They don't leave the notepad. And they say all this stuff to all their friends. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to become this. And 6 months passes, nothing's happened. And they're now telling you a new, big, shiny plan that they've come up with, they've thought about for months, that they're going to do. And the cycle just repeats and repeats and repeats. And what happens is they continue to defer, they continue overthinking, and they take no action and get no results. I was the exact same myself. Up until recently, I would come up with these five-year plans, have these big dreams, think of all these cool things I was going to do, and they would never leave my notes page. They would never leave my journal. I'd start telling people about it before taking any action, and 2 months had passed, and I remembered, oh, wait, I was meant to do that thing. I wanted to do that thing. Oh, I've completely forgot about it. There's something else I want to do now. Okay, yeah, let me write this five-year plan. That's a new thing. New. Defer. Overthink. No action taken whatsoever. In fact, I deferred doing this podcast, the podcast that has allowed me to talk to SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, the podcast that has gained me over 3 million views across all platforms. It's on another channel, by the way. This is my second channel. And I deferred that for 12 months. It was in the back of my mind. I've been consuming podcasts since I was about 14 or 15, on and off. And the last 2 years, I was absolutely obsessed with podcasting. But I still didn't do it. I still wrote all these plans in my notes and deferred taking action for months and months and months until I forgot about it. I've done this so many times. I've deferred so many times. But what made this different this time? I was walking back one day after forgetting about wanting to do a podcast for months, and something just clicked in my mind. I had this light bulb moment. And I'm sure as a deferrer and as a procrastinator, you've also had these light bulb moments where you'll suddenly get this rush of dopamine, this huge increase in motivation to do the thing, and you become obsessed for about 10 minutes. You write all your notes down, you start telling your mum about it, and then a week later, you haven't taken action and you've forgotten about it. So why was this time different to all those other times that I'd experienced as a deferrer? Well, I took action straight away this time. Instead of deferring it and thinking and writing the 10-year plan of how I'm going to create a podcast empire, I started being practical. First of all, I'm actually genuinely obsessed with podcasting. Like I said, I've consumed so many podcasts, thousands of hours of podcasts over the years, and it's only been increasing every single year too. So that injection of passion lasted a bit longer than usual, and this allowed me to overcome my action threshold and stop deferring and do some real behaviors, changes in behaviors that allowed me to start the podcast. But what were those behaviors? Well, I started right away, and I actually started looking around my university campus to find potential rooms to record in. I started looking at equipment that I could use from the university that would allow me to record the podcast, like the lens I'm using, like the microphone I'm using. I started looking at software, which allowed me to hopefully speak with guests over the internet. But before any of that, I genuinely just wanted practice. So what I did is, instead of getting guests on the show, which I do recommend you doing, the first 5 episodes were me talking to the camera like I'm doing now, but reading a book and extracting the key lessons I took from that book. Those were the first 5 episodes, because one, I was too scared and had no idea how to contact guests, but I wanted to start straight away because I knew if I didn't take action within the first few days of coming up with this new idea, I'd end up being like I had been before, a deferrer who completely says all these things and then doesn't do them. So I took action straight away, found the room after a few days that I could use. It was the radio room on my university campus. I figured out the kind of equipment I would need, like a microphone, and I already had a camera as well, and then a lens I could use and like some lighting. And then I just started recording episodes. And the one thing I have in my mind still to this day to stop me becoming a deferrer is don't stop. I just say to myself 1,000 times a day, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, keep going, don't stop. Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, in his autobiography, he also says that so many times, just don't stop, keep going, don't stop, keep going. If you don't stop, you cannot be inconsistent. It's as simple as that. If you start and don't stop, you can't be a deferrer and you can't procrastinate. If you stop, you fail. And I know this is the case. And that's why I have to keep repeating to myself, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. So once I started, I didn't stop. But there's some even better tips and actions that I've taken that have stopped me procrastinating and has allowed me to be consistent on my podcast to this day. I started, I didn't talk and defer it. If you're being a deferrer, start, don't talk. If you're being a deferrer, start, don't plan, do, don't talk, focus, don't flutter. Just don't stop, okay? If you're being a deferrer, you just need to just not stop and you need to start before you can even do that. But for podcasters, I got some more practical wisdom that will allow you to not be a deferrer and start your dream show and become a pro podcaster as soon as possible, like I have. So booking guests, I did tell you, if you want to start, you just need to pick up a book and start reading or start talking to the camera like I'm doing now. But if you want to be consistent over the long term, you need to get guests on your show. Think of it like this. It's almost like a training partner in the gym. So are you more likely to be consistent in the gym if you train by yourself or if you train with someone every day? Probably training with someone every day because you have that accountability. You have that accountability buddy. You know that if you cancel and you're meant to be training with someone, that is going to give you more of a punishment than if you just canceled and failed in private with yourself. So having a guest come onto your podcast gives you that accountability. You cannot stop if you have a guest coming on every Tuesday at 9 a.m. unless you want to get punished and feel bad for wasting the guest time and letting the guest down. We humans hate disappointing people. Some people more than others, but as a general rule of thumb, accountability really does lead to action and stops us being inconsistent. So if you want to be consistent with your podcast, you need to book guests on at least once or twice a week. Because if you try and just do some solo episodes twice a week, you're going to have such a lower chance of doing that because it's only on you, the pressure's on you, the decision's on you. If you've already booked something with a guest in a week's time, and you've both agreed on that date and the guest is expecting you to do that, you're not going to want to let that guest down and be punished as a consequence. And therefore, you're going to stay consistent as you have someone to hold you accountable. The second tip to not procrastinate and to take action and create the podcast or content of your dreams is work on the podcast every single day. I don't mean record every single day, but if you can record every single day, that is absolutely awesome. But slightly unrealistic, and working the podcast every day can be a small thing. It can be, you know, repurposing the content, it can be editing, it can be booking guests, it can be preparing, it can be researching, it can be contacting guests, it can be recording the show. As long as you're doing one thing on the podcast every single day, you will not stop the podcast. I don't know about you, but I'm wired this way. If I do something every day, I will succeed and I'll continue to do it. If I do something once a week, I will just forget about it and I won't do it. I have to do stuff every day for it to stick and to allow me to become consistent. So if I want to do a podcast or if I want to go to the gym or if I want to become more smart or knowledgeable, I will have to work on the podcast every single day. I will have to go to the gym almost every single day and I'll have to definitely read every single day. So if you want to become a pro podcaster, work on the podcast every single day. I don't mean record every single day. I just mean do some task to do the podcast every single day. And that will stop you from being a deferrer and wasting your time and procrastinating. The next tip to become a pro podcaster and stop procrastinating is start now. It can be as small as creating your YouTube channel to host your podcast, creating the Spotify to host your podcast, researching a topic that you want to discuss on your first episode, or finding a guest to get on your show for the first episode. Do it now. Like, genuinely, click off this video and do one of the tasks I just said. Create your channel, and guess what? That's one step in the right direction to you becoming a professional podcaster. If you just think, oh yeah, I'll write it down on my to-do list and do it tomorrow, or it's 11 p.m., shut the fuck up. Just do it. Just make a channel now. Otherwise, you're never going to follow your dreams and never become a content creator or a podcaster. You need to start now. A small action is better than no action at all, right? I promise you, if you do a small action today and then another one tomorrow, you will stop being a deferrer and you'll actually do your dream. And in 6 months' time, in a year's time, you will be the dream person you wish you became because you started this one small action. If you write down in your checklist or in your journal the steps that you need to take, your 12-month blueprint or your, you know, 6-year plan to become a pro podcaster, you're not going to do it. We are what we repeatedly do. If we repeatedly plan stuff in our journals and then take no action, that's who we are. Deferrers, procrastinators, losers. If we take small actions towards our goals and our dreams, like small actions towards creating a podcast, we are a podcaster. If you create a channel on YouTube for your podcast, that's a podcaster because you've taken a tangible, real action towards that goal. If you just write your 20-year plan or think about it in your head or talk about starting a podcast to your mum, you are not a podcaster, you're a deferrer. So just start with a small action right now and create the channel for your podcast and then do another thing tomorrow, you know? Choose a profile picture tomorrow, create the banner image tomorrow, figure out where you're going to record it, use your phone to create a test recording or get the software like Riverside FM to host guests online or search research topics to potentially discuss and then find guests who will come onto your show to discuss that topic. It's not rocket science. Just do a small action every day. You'll get into the habit of it. What happens when you get into the habit of something? It becomes routine. What happens when you get into a routine? You become consistent. Over time, that will compound and you'll get your desired results. So just start something small now and it will build up and lead to exponential results in the future. Start now. Stop being a deferrer. Don't wait till tomorrow. Starting is better than deferring. If you want a step-by-step blueprint that runs through everything you need to do to start your own pro show, then check out my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint in the description and you will not regret it and you will stop being a deferrer and stop procrastinating and become the dream podcaster you know you want to be, even from your bedroom. I'll see you there.